If you listen to the Joe and Alex Show, you know this. We are all weirdos. We are not your normal group of people, and we're all totally different, but all weird at the same time. And this is something that we want to hear from you, 317-239-1009, about a weird rule that you have for yourself that makes sense to you. You're like, it totally makes sense. But other people are like, excuse me? You do what? Live the web girl. One of the weirdest people I know. You have a couple of examples of what we're talking about today.
Yeah, so Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, his dad was talking about a family vacation they're taking soon.
Okay.
And his weird thing is that when everyone's going to this same family vacation, he puts everyone on the family on three separate flights.
Why?
Just in case if one of the planes goes down, then not the whole family's dead.
Okay, that is genius.
Isn't that
kind of bizarre?
That's genius.
That's paranoid.
I love that. That is a great rule. I feel like I need to implement that myself.
That's going
to
be such a cluster. What if a flight gets delayed or something?
Right, exactly. And they're all at different times. Sometimes they're like a day apart because it's hard to find three exact flights.
Wow.
Days apart?
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
That is crazy.
I know.
You do like that?
I do, yeah.
I do not like that weird
rule.
Also,
wouldn't you want to like all go down together?
Well, yeah, it would be more horrifying to go down in a plane when you're alone.
Is there an inheritance? Because like, oh God, you all die, but I'm right.
You know, the only thing I do is when I take baths, I'll pour myself a glass of wine, and I purposefully, my rule for myself is that when I drink it, I can't drink it normal. I drink it as messy as possible in the bathtub and spill it all over my face like a toddler because I'm in the bath and I can. Like, it doesn't matter. You would just wash your face off. So I'm drinking it like I'm a crazy person making a big, huge mess.
What is wrong? But that's not even a weird rule. That's just you're a weirdo.
No, that's a weird rule for myself. My rule is I'm not allowed to let myself drink like a normal human being in the bath.
You shouldn't even be drinking. My rule is you can't drink in the bath. All right, let's talk to Sarah this morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's see how weird you are. What's your weird rule?
I feel like I'm not very weird now. After hearing Liv and the bath thing, I don't know. That is super strange.
Well, tell us. We'll be the judge of that, Sarah.
So I refuse to date anybody that I work with.
Yeah, that isn't weird. That's boring. Sorry.
What do you mean?
Don't be it's not boring. It is just how I am. And I'm happy to be that way.
That's not a weird rule. 90%
well, okay,
of people do that.
It's not weird. I think you're right. I don't think it's weird. It's probably pretty typical. But some people, it doesn't bother them. And I don't know. It just causes a lot of drama in people's lives. And I'm just not about that.
Sarah, call us back if you have a booger stash that you wipe all your boogers in your car or something.
Sure will.
Actually, don't. That is disgusting.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that. But
right.
Maybe you could add that to your list of weird rules.
I might.
Hey, thank you, Sarah, for calling in to
thank
the end.
Thank you.
Bye. Brianna in Greenwood, what is your weird rule for yourself? Everybody else is probably like, what do you do?
Well, I will never date a man that is stronger than me. I absolutely will not.
Ooh, how do you judge that? You take him to the Indiana State Fair and have him do the thing where you hit the bell with the hammer?
No, I can do that myself. I'm a very independent woman, and I'm sorry. I just see women, and I see them get into these little tits with their men while they're out in public, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, nobody can save you. He's too strong. Oh, stop fighting.
I mean, what do you do, arm wrestle on the first day, have him come over and carry your couch up the stairs? How are you judging this?
Well, the current person I'm with, thank God, he's really tiny, and I'm a little bit more thicker woman. So, like, I was like, you know what? He got an attitude with me. I was like, I can take you. I hope you know that. So let's
bend
down.
How much can you bench?
Yeah, give us some stats.
I can bench 250 because I used to be in wrestling.
Oh, my God.
I used to be in wrestling in high school, and I also did football with, what is it called, Creston Elementary. Right here in Indy, so.
How tall are you?
Play for a little bit. Oh, I'm short. I'm only about 5'4".
Now, because you're so strong and everything, have you ever been with a guy that wanted you to just sit on them? Like, they get off on that? They just like you to just sit?
Oh, wow. So we're getting
just like crush them?
That's a yes. Whoa. That is a total yes.
I've heard of that. Guys that want to be sat on.
Tinder. On Tinder, yeah.
Wow.
I tried out Tinder for a little bit, and you know those weirdos come through, and they said, could you pinch me? And I was like, oh my. No, I will not. No.
That is strange. Thank you.
Can you send us a photo? I just want to see what you look like. Can you DM us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter or Instagram or on Facebook? Send us a message.
I will send you guys a message. Woo-hoo! That'll be great.
I kind of want to go to a gym with you and see who's stronger, if it's me or you.
Oh, Lord. You know, after you become a mom and all kind of things change up, but I'm sure I probably got it in me.
That's
so true. I could
so
probably you.
Yep.
I believe it.
Congrats on the weight loss. So you done lost a few pounds. I could probably get it now.
I believe it.
I love that. Thank you, Brianna and Greenwood. Liv, you had another story, too. What was your other one?
Yeah, I cannot wear my hair half up, half down on Wednesdays.
Why?
That's random.
Because when I was in grade school, I wore my hair half up, half down on a Wednesday, and I ended up throwing up in school.
What? So, and you think that's going to correlate now in the future?
Now I can't. I cannot let myself wear my hair half up, half down on Wednesdays. It's like a rule I made for myself that day, and I've stuck to it since. It freaks me out.
Have you ever thrown up, though, on a Wednesday?
No, I have never thrown up again on a Wednesday.
Yeah, but she hasn't worn her hair
exactly,
that, so that's
why.
Exactly,
and that's why.
Well, that's amazing. Wow, I'm kind of impressed that actually worked out for you.
Yeah, and then Shelby said, my rule is not for me, but for other people. Do not call me or text me during the hockey game because may not like the language that gets used.
Oh, yes, that's a good one.
All right, I don't think you're a weirdo, but let's hear from some more weird people this morning at 317-239-1009. What is your weird rule? Stephanie in downtown, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you have?
I won't eat if I have to pee.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I can't truly enjoy my food if I'm thinking about I have to pee. And now it's gotten to the point where if I have to pee at all, it's all I can think about, and it drives me crazy.
That's honestly really understandable. I get it. I get where you're coming from.
Can't you just go to the bathroom and take care of that problem?
Well, I do, but sometimes, it's not always perfectly convenient to, go to the restroom. I mean, I'll be having, a family dinner, and every single time I have to go to the restroom before I start eating.
Yeah. All right, well, quit drinking as much water, okay? We want you to not have that problem anymore. Katie on the north side, what is your problem, your rule?
I don't throw my kids' teeth away when they lose them.
Ooh, that's a good one. Where do you put them?
I just have them in a drawer so that they don't find them and bust out the tooth fairy.
So do you go check on them from time to time, peek on them, feel them?
Lick them?
No. No, not really. But I just really, I do make sure they're there and that nobody's messed with them.
Why?
I just can't think about just tossing them in the trash or flushing them down the toilet. That's my baby's teeth. It was part of them, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's old fingernail clippings and, skin, but you don't keep that.
Ew. Maybe she does. You don't know.
That just seems really unhealthy. I'm really concerned about that. But, hey, bless your heart, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Katie, for calling in and sharing your weird rule. Is that not weird to you?
I also have my first tooth I ever lost, so.
Weird.
Yeah, well, hello.
And I do check on it, and it has a tiny little...
What is there to check on?
Well, it has a tiny little splash of dry blood on it, and I like to look at it. It's very interesting to me.
What's wrong with her? Devin, you're in Lawrence Township. What is it for you? What's your weird rule?
It's not as weird as everyone else's, but I think it's weird. Whenever it's humanely possible, I like to do impersonations of different cartoon characters, Example, if I was there when you had said that you had a horse in your throat, I would have done my smoker voice, or I would have done a Kermit the Frog impression or something.
Let's hear it. Yeah, I want to see what you actually would do.
Which one?
Well, I still have a frog in my throat. This weather's messing me up, so I got a horse or something.
Wow, you think you got it bad?
That's great.
All right, give me another impression. This is actually pretty decent.
All right. This one's Kermit the Frog.
Okay.
Wow, buddy. You think you got a frog in your throat? Well, I got flies in my throat all the time.
I've got to stop right now, Devin, because Alex would be like, more, yeah. I need another. But that's actually pretty funny. I wish I could hang out with you more. That'd be great. Thank you, Devin. We appreciate your call. And let's talk to one more person. Let's talk to Andrew on the north side. What is your little weird rule that you have that probably doesn't make sense to anybody else, but you got to do it?
Okay. Well, every time I go number two on the potty, I have to put a piece of toilet paper down.
Even at home?
Even at home.
That is really weird. Wow. What happened to you in a public restroom?
Well, I just don't like to get splashed in my butt.
You know what? And that's a solid note to end on. I think everyone should incorporate that rule into their life if they haven't already.